Praise Jesus much. As we've left there, I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. God is the standard strategy of fulfilling his worldwide promised call in the final work on this planet earth to revive and to restore all things. His prophets were there from the beginning. We know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever, in preparing all nations with the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this time, we move on to summarize the sixth standard strategy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much,
which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, take them back to heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. And these harvesters, they work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth. Where there is the first, God's heavenly government on the earth, which was promised most in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 up to 7, which has most the responsibility to see that things done in heaven they be done on earth. As written in Luke chapter 11 verses 1 and 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even our second government,
government
as God is government in the governments of the earth, or the central government of God is heavenly government of the earth, which was promised most in Daniel chapter 4 verse 24 up to 26, has a responsibility to see
it
reconciles governments of the world with God's heavenly government which works within church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, as we saw in Romans chapter 13 verses 1 to 4. And to prove to governments of the world that God rules in their government, 99%,
yes,
praise Jesus much, we thank God that we began to see of 8 departments of each of these two governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we began with the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. We are concluding the 6th department. Yes. The 6th department of God's heavenly government on the earth. This one we concluding. Department of teaching priests
in
the Holy Church of God on the earth, who have a responsibility to manifest God in the world, the laws. After the world being for a long time having not a true God, as we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3. In this time we are on the 7 divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests to reveal the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God to reveal the presence of God. It is the glory of God. Even to reveal the works of the hands of God, of the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
this time on, we conclude with the 7th division. Where we saw the fullness of God the Father, the fullness of God in the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the fullness of God, the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord. And we ended after we had seen the fullness of God, the Holy Spirit, which is made of the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth. As we saw in Revelations chapter 4 verse 5, even Revelations chapter 5 verse 6, and together Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, we saw that there is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. And we were able to see that God, the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord, it is just like God the Father, appears just like God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. As we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God the Father speak with God the Word and the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Just as he is, he too is there. We are able to see many things on him. We last end, as we've been told, praise Jesus much. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, the six spirits which come from Spirit of the Lord, they are made up of six seraphims who are found above all the heavens. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, so is God the Spirit himself. The six spirits which branch out of him, their fullness is made up of six seraphims facing above all the heavens. Praise Jesus much. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, understood he is God the Holy Spirit. The six spirits which come out of him, their fullness is made up of six seraphim basing above all the heavens. Have you understood it? Praise Jesus much. That besides the Spirit of the Lord, we know that is God the Holy Spirit. The six spirits which come out of him, their fullness is made up of six seraphim basing above all the heavens. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. This one noted down there. This one noted down. The Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Spirit, and the six spirits which come from him, the Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Spirit, together with six spirits which come from him, which make up six seraphim, they base above all the heavens and they work through all the heavens and earth. Sure. Have we understood well? Must be able to appear last time as we understood them. But we want to see. We want to see. According to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, it says like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37.
banakole zanga ebye tabaza byacho okwakiranga mu maso gacho.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, according to Exodus chapter 25, verse 37,
he
was told to make the lampstands,
verse 7,
the lamps of fire, the sign of fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven lamps of fire
in
the lampstand or the sign of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. As we first saw in Revelations chapter 4 verse 5, and it tells us like this. Revelations chapter 4 verse 5,
ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gyemiyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voicings, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. If you connect Exodus chapter
25,
verse 37, tells him and its seven lamps, they will burn before it. The lampstand is the one we speak of. But these seven lamps, when
we
read Revelation 4 verse 5, told us they are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And their sign, it is this lampstand. It is very important when we reach to speak of the seraphims.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These seven spirits,
come
read them in the Isaiah chapter 11
and
verse 2.
So
you can write it down. Isaiah chapter
11,
verse 2, where there is the spirit of wisdom. Where there is the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, even spirit of the Lord. What we know as God, the Holy Spirit. Yes. You know, they may think of them. Spirit of the Lord is another. When God, the Holy Spirit, is another. No, no, they are not different. That is Isaiah 11 verse
2.
Praise Jesus much. But this sign of the lampstand, it showed very well that from the Spirit of the Lord, that we know as God, the Holy Spirit, out of Him came other six spirits. And these ones, their fullness, made up of six seraphim. Praise Jesus much. According to the sign of the lampstand, it shows from the Spirit of the Lord, that we call God the Holy Spirit. Out of Him came other six spirits and their fullness, what is made up of six seraphim. When we get back to the book of Exodus chapter 25 verse 31 to enter verse 32, Exodus chapter 25
verse 31.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shafts and its branches Its bowls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Verse 32.
N'amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo, amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olumu, n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In this book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31 says, and you'll make the lampstand, the thing of they have displayed it there. It has a bottom. Those bases, there are two. They have the bigger base, which show God the Father. The smaller bottom, which shows God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. And the way he came from God the Father.
Now,
the first lampstand of the middle. What we call Spirit of the Lord. And the way came from God the Father. God the Word. God the two bases of the lampstands. Now this middle is the Spirit of the Lord. We know as God the Spirit. God the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kati, bwosuma kuvabiri mutano, asaku mbiri.
Read Exodus 25, verse 32.
Balaga amatabi mukaga.
They showed six branches
agava mumbiri zaji.
Coming from its sides.
Ndi bwabanga ekikono chetabazi cha wakati.
If the middle lampstand.
Chira gwa omoyo wa mukama.
It shows the Spirit of the Lord.
Ye katondo omoyo mutukufu.
That is God the Holy Spirit.
Then gana matabi omukaga gamuvamu.
Then the six branches coming out of him.
Kumukono ogwa ddi asatu.
On the right hand three.
Ne kumukono ogwa kkono asatu.
Even the left hand three.
Beba serafi bali betukugambye.
They are the seraphim.
Bali mukaga.
We told you they appear six.
Oh, ene ngeri jokategedde.
There a way you've understood it. And many people say, things, how are they?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why you see on the lampstand, every branch, it has steps of flowers. Three steps. Every step represents the wings. Step of these flowers.
It represents
two. It represents two wings and two hands. If you look to the lampstand, every branch has three steps of flowers, each one of them.
But step we so
come. Now the first step.
Representing what we are seraphim.
Represent two wings of the seraphim.
Nemiko nebili.
And two hands.
Step we yoku bili.
Second step.
Representing what we are seraphim.
Two other wings of the seraphims.
Nemiko nebili.
And the two hands.
Step we yoku sa tu yebi muri.
Third step of the flowers. On every branch of the lampstand,
it
represents the two wings and the two hands.
And
there appear six wings and six hands each. Yes.
Have
they understood well that one? You explain to that one. You tell them well that according to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 41, they say you make a lampstand. It has two bases. The first base represents God the Father. The second base represents God the Word.
We
know as the Son Jesus Christ. The way he came from God the Father. Now the middle lampstand represents the Spirit of the Lord. We know as God the Holy Spirit. And the way he came from God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus, even God the Father. Sure.
kati mu mukikondo kitabaze ekyo
masekati in the middle lamb stands
echi representing omoyo wa
mukama which represents the spirit of the Lord
katondo omoyo
mu God the Holy Spirit
ku mukono ogwa dio
on the right hand
amatabi asatu
three branches
ne ku mukono ogwa kono
even the left hand
amatabi asatu
three branches
okore emyoyo emirala mukaga
to pick up at the six spirits
wabula amatabi yago
but those branches
garaga engeri baserafi je bakolebwa
they showed the way the seraphim were made
ukaka santi
prove that
be bakola obujuvu emyoyo omukaga
they are ones who make fullness of the six spirits
ejiva moyo wa mukama
which come from the spirit of the Lord
omugambe
you tell them
buli tabi
every branch
kumatabi kana omukaga
on these six branches
agava mchikondo chetabasi
coming from the lampstand
buli tabi ina steps
sat every branch has three steps
ezebi muri
of flowers
wabula buli step
but every step
ezebi muri
of the flowers
e representing ebwato bibiri
it represents two wings
if you have a seraph
of the seraphims
what will be bibiri
two wings
nemikono ebiri
and two hands
you step we so
that is the first step
step eyo kubiri
the second step
ebi muri
of the flowers
it representing ebi watu bibiri
it represents two wings
nemikono ebiri
and two hands
ejaba seraph
of the seraphim
step eyo kusatu
the third step
eyabuli tabi
of each branch of the lampstand
matabigano omukaga
on these six branches
step eyo kusatu
the third step
representing ebi watu bibiri
represent two wings
nemikono ebiri
and two hands
ejaba seraph
of the seraphim
jitegeza buli seraph
means each seraph
ayo watu omukaga
has six wings
ne mikono omukaga
and six hands
erandi buli seraph
and that each seraph
aine ali representing
represent
emeyo jino omukaga
these are six spirits
eziva mu moyo wa mukaga
which come from spirit of the Lord
obakatondo omoyo
omutukufu God the Holy Spirit yes
omunyonyo devote
have you explained to them like that
Tuvula wa Isaiah sura ya mukaga.
That's why in Isaiah chapter 6.
No nyorisoka yogeraga mabwa.
Verse 1 speaks as it says this.
Isaiah esule yo mukaga no linyorisoka.
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
Mu mwaka kabaka Uzia moyafira nalaba mukama ngatudde ku ntebe impamvu yagulumizibwa nechirengeche ngachijuza yekalu.
In the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up and his train filled the temple
olinyoro kubiri
verse 2
baserafi bali bayimiride waguluwe buli omu yalina ebiwawatiro mukaga ebibiri yabibika kumasoge ne bibiri yabibika kubigerebye ne bibiri yabibusa
above it stood the seraphim each one had six wings With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. Yes.
Seraphim.
Seraphim.
Abira nebyo watiro mukaga.
Has six wings.
Mikono mukaga.
Six hands.
Omutwe gumu.
One head.
Ngogugugu.
Just as your head.
Wakuba guba munene nyeri wanene wakuru.
So big for above the heavens is very big.
Amaguru abera nabi.
He has two legs.
Ganaye mugulumivu nyo.
But it's so high.
Baserafi mukaga.
Six seraphim.
Chetubade tukunyonyola nga tukuganda.
That's why explains you saying.
Ukusambira becho kuva.
According to the book of Exodus.
Sura 2 Mutta.
Chapter 25.
Orunyi olwasi moro.
Verse 41.
Tolikole chikondo chetabaza.
Make a lampstand.
Kati.
Now.
Chikondo chinecha wakati.
This middle lampstand.
Kiraga omoyo wa mukama.
It shows the spirit of the Lord.
Obakatondo omoyo
mukufu. Oh, God, the Holy Spirit.
Murasa tumwe biri.
In verse 32.
Katuga matabi mukaga.
He says six branches.
Za kuva mu mbirizi za.
They come from each side.
Amatabi asatu ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Three branches on the right hand.
Na amatabi asatu ku mukono
ogwa kono. Three branches on the left hand.
Kati amatabi gano.
Now these branches.
Gatulaga emyoyo omukaga.
They show us the six spirits.
Ejava moyo wa mukama.
Which come from the spirit of the Lord.
Okusobola okukola.
To be able.
Emyoyo musanvu.
To make up seven spirits.
Na yenga amatabi gano.
But these branches.
Obujuvu bwago.
Their fullness.
Gatuvudde mu kabonero.
When we come from the sign.
Tuze mu byobu bwiwo bwacho.
Come in their reality in their life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tukomye tukugambie.
We ended as we told you.
Chichikondo chetabaza.
That the lampstand.
Echa wakati.
The middle lamp.
He representing omoyo wa mukama.
It represents the spirit of the Lord.
Obaka tondo omoyo mutukufu.
God the Holy Spirit.
Nayinga yavamu emyoyo emirala mukaga.
Out of him came other six spirits.
Esatu kumukono ogwa ddyo.
Three on the right hand.
Nesatu kumukono ogwa kono.
And three on the left hand.
Eranga bano.
And these ones.
Gine emyoyo mukaga.
These six spirits.
Okubera okwajjo kwa mazima.
Their presence in reality.
Biba serafi omukaga.
They are the six seraphim.
Abali waguru we guliona.
Who are above all the heavens.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bisinga twali tubikunyonyo.
Because most we had explained them to you.
Kati serafi asoka.
Now the first seraphim.
Wetu ito omoyo wa magezi.
One we call the spirit of wisdom. You write down, we say. Yes. You'll move to understand it. The first seraphim. Here is one we call the spirit of wisdom. Now we are in reality.
We
move from the lampstand, the sign of them. Praise Jesus much. The first seraphim. Here we call them spirit of wisdom. Second seraphim. We call them spirit of understanding. The third seraphim. We call them spirit of counsel. The fourth seraphim. The first seraphim. We call him the spirit of might. The fifth seraphim. We call him the spirit of knowledge. The sixth seraphim. The sixth seraphim. We call them the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Wanji.
Are we there?
Obiwandise burunji.
Have you written down well? Now they are very clear. Very, very clear. Come on the lampstand as a sign. You know that the middle lamp
represents
the spirit of the Lord, God, the Holy Spirit. The six branches which come out of him on the right hand, three, even the left hand, three. Those are the seraphims. Where there is the first seraphim, the spirit of wisdom. The second seraphim, the spirit of understanding. The third seraphim, the spirit of counsel. The fourth seraphim, spirit of might. The fifth seraphim, spirit of knowledge. The sixth seraphim, spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we told you that the spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Holy Spirit, together with this spirit which come from him, their fullness made of the six seraphim. They base above all the heavens and they walk through all the heavens and all the earth. Yes. Indeed, there is wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, fear of God,
plus
the Spirit of the Lord, which is on us every day. We say the Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Holy Spirit. Even six spirits come from him.
We know
as the six seraphim.
They
base above all the heavens.
They
walk through all the heavens and all the earth. That is why you see, as we read in Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, they told us, above the throne, and the throne is in the third heavens,
now
above it, that is where they base. Let's repeat to read, we say,
Isaiah isula ya mukaga no linyolisoka.
Isaiah chapter 6 and the verse 1.
Mumwaka kabaka Uzziya muyafira nalaba mukama ngatudde ku ntebe. Empavu yagulumizibwa n'ekirenge kye nga kijjula yeekaalu.
In the year that the king Uzziya died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Yes. He saw the Lord sit on his throne. Hi. The throne is in the third heaven. According to 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. This throne is in the third heaven. Let's read we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
Chingwani dokwe nyumiriza ne wankubadenga tekusana ne kangende mukole sebwa no kubikura kwa mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
Olinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamale miaka 14 oba mu mubiri simanyi. Oba watali mubiri, simanyi, katonda amanyi, okutwalibwa omuntu alibwa atyo muguru eriyokusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes.
Atudde muguru yakusatu.
He is sat in the third heaven.
He
connect Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. He saw the throne of God highly lifted up. And the throne
is
in the third heaven.
As 2
Corinthians chapter 12
verses
1 and 2 has told us.
Now
above it,
it's
go beyond the third heaven. These seraphims is where they live. They are so big, high. Let's read
the verse 2 in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2. Baserafi bali bayimiridde waguluwe. Buli omu yalina ebiwawatiro mukaaga. Ebibiri yabibika ku maaso ge. Nebibiri yabibika ku bigere bye. Nebibiri yabibuusa.
Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. And with two he covered his feet. And with two he did fly. Yes. They were above the throne beyond the third heaven. What they call above all the heavens. According to Ephesians. Chapter 4 verse 10. Ephesians chapter 4 verse
10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Yes, above all the heavens. Anytime you go above the throne of God, in the heaven which is today,
ready
past. Beyond the third heaven,
you
go to above all the heavens.
These
seraphims based there. These six spirits, which come from the Spirit of the Lord,
oh
God, the Holy Spirit, based there, walk through all the heavens and all the earth.
They
are big. So big. They are so big that they multiply the four living creatures 2 times. Multiply the four living creatures 2 times. And they multiply the cherubims 6 times in size. Cherubims have 2 wings. The others have 6. But the cherubims are big. In the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. These I give them in the summary. They will be able to be told in the fullness. The seraphims who make up the 6 spirits coming from the Spirit of the Lord. They are so highly exalted that they multiply four living creatures 2 times. Because four living creatures, they have 2 wings. They have 4 wings. Even 4 hands. They are big. But again, the seraphims, these 6 spirits, come from the Spirit of the Lord. Them again, they multiply the cherubim 6 times. Because cherubim have 2 wings, the others have 6. Praise Jesus much. But all those we shall move on to study them in their fullness. But the Spirit of the Lord, what we know as God the Holy Spirit, together with 6 spirits which come from him, which make up the 6 seraphims, they work in the heavens and the earth, but the same powers appear in the 7 colors of rainbow. Yes, that's why he really appears here, appears above all the heavens. Here he sends powers. Here in 7 colors of rainbow. And they enter through the 3rd heaven. They surround the throne. We have said that the Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Holy Spirit, and the 6 spirits which come from him, those we know as the 6 seraphims, they base above all the heavens, and they send powers in the 7 colors of rainbow, and they walk through the entire heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God really appears here. He is above the heavens. In here is powers are what works. When he said to appear to you, are highly blessed. Blessed above the heavens, descend down. Praise Jesus much. Powers are sent through the colors of rainbow, surrounding the throne of God in the 3rd heaven, and they surround there in the 7 color of rainbow. You know, we call it 7 colors of rainbow. We don't call him Musoke. Not the Baganda call him Musoke in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Let's first go on the throne, we see. We have gone right at the throne. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 up to 3. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba, era laba, olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira. Ngeri akagombe, ngalyogera nange, ngayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano, nange nakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Verse 2.
Amangu ago nali mu moyo era laba entebe y'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set up in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Olinnyo lw'okusatu.
Verse 3.
Naye yali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja erya Yesepi n'erya Saddiyo okulabika era yali nti era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetoloola entebe eyali afaanana nga zumalidi okulabika.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in appearance like unto an emerald. Yes,
otegedde bulungi.
Have you understood well?
Nti omwoyo wa Mukama,
that the spirit of the Lord,
wetumanyinga Katonda omwoyo omutukufu,
one we know as God the Holy Spirit,
n'emyoyo omukaaga egimuvaamu,
even the six spirits which come from him,
egitegerekesa obulungi nti baserafi omukaaga,
known well they are the six seraphim,
basinzira eri waggulu w'eggulu lyonna,
they base above all the heavens,
ne basindika amaanyi gaabwe,
and they send their powers in the seven colors of rainbow, and they work in the entire heavens and earth.
But
according to revelations that you've read, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, those powers first surround the throne of God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, right in the third heaven, colors of rainbow.
Oh,
man. That's why the Holy Spirit to see him, you are highly blessed, even above the heavens. He disappeared there. His branches are ones which appear there.
You
see, Job saw him and he said, as if I've seen him. Praise Jesus much. In Ezekiel, chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26, he speaks like this.
Ezekiel chapter 1,
verse 26.
Era waguru webanga, eriali waguru w'emitwe gyabyo, kwaliko ekifaananyi eky'entebe, ng'embala ey'ejjinja erya safiro. Ne ku kifaananyi ky'entebe kwaliko ekifaananyi ng'embala ey'omuntu ku yo waggulu.
And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. Verse 27.
Nendaba ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza, ng'embala ey'omuliro munda mu yo enjuyi zonna, okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okwambuka era okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okukka. Nalaba ng'embala ey'omuliro era waaliwo n'okumasaamasa okumwetoolodde.
And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his waist even upward, and from the appearance of his waist even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. Verse 28.
Ng'embala ya musoke aba ku kire ku lunaku olw'enkuba, bw'etyo bwe yali embala ey'okumasaamasa enjuyi zonna. Eno ye yali embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'ekitiibwa kya Mukama. Awo bwe nakiraba ne nvunama amaaso gange,
as the appearance of the ball that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke. Yes. Right at the throne, in the third heaven. And the glory of the Lord, it's made by powers
of
the seven spirits of God
in
the form of seven colors of rainbow. When he comes from that third heaven,
he
gets down in the second heaven, we find four living creatures.
It
appears in the wheels of those four living creatures. I want us to get down until we see as the rainbow right in the planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. The powers of the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord, even the six spirits which come from Him, understood them as the
seraphims.
When they come from the third heaven, they get down to the second heaven in the wheels of the four living creatures. That's why in the Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 21, he says like this. Let's come from verse 20. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 20.
Omoyo buli jegwabanga kugenda jebyagendanga eyo omoyo jegwabanga kugenda ne bannamuziga basitulibwanga ku mabbali gaabyo kubanga omoyo gw'ekiramu gwali mu bannamuziga.
Wherever the spirit was to go, they went. There was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Yes.
He
comes right from the third heaven. Powers of seven colors of rainbow.
And
ends in the second heaven. In the wheels of the four living creatures. Yes. Have you understood that? Do you see a four living creatures there? On the screen there. It is in their wheels.
It's
like the fire engulfing like colors of rainbow. Power is there too much. And then it moves four living creatures at the speed.
They're
big, but lifts them in the space. I would have read them for you. Time cannot allow me. Praise Jesus much. Now when the Holy Spirit comes from the wheels of the four living creatures,
enters
the sons of the anointing, the cherubims,
enters
the sons of the anointing, the sons of the anointing, the two cherubims in the first heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The Holy Spirit in His fullness, they are the seven spirits of God, in powers of color of rainbow. When he comes from the wheels of the four living creatures, he gets down to the sons of the anointing, the cherubim, in the first heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And then he
packs of powers in the cherubim, and they are called sons of the anointing. Yes. Those steps are all of the journey of heaven. You cannot see them like that with natural wisdom.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
According to Zechariah chapter 4, sons of the anointing, they are spoken of like this.
Zekaria esule yokuna nolinyiriri
katuve ku lwe 10
nolinyore 10
Zekaria chapter 4 from verse 10
kubanga yani anyomi lunaku olwebintu ebitono kubanga bali sanyuka era bali labe jinja erigera mungalo za Zerubbabeli bano omusanvu gemaso ga mukama agaddukana munsizo na.
For who has despised the day of small things, for they shall rejoice and shall see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Those seven, the seven spirits, now they run from there. From the first heaven, in the sons of the night, and they are sent in the earth where we are. But before we go on that, we still see the sons of the night. Verse 11, they are usually called the two olive trees. Let us read we here.
Zechariah
chapter 4, verse 11.
Nenziramu nemugambanti emizeitu unijino ebili chechi mumukono ogwa dio ogwe chikondo echetabaza nekumukono gwacho ogwa kono.
Then said I and said unto him, then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the lampstand and upon its left side? Verse 12.
Nenzinamu omulundi ogwo kubiri nemugamba nti amatabi gano abiri machi agemize ituni agali kumabali gemi mwa ebiri eja zaabu agemala mugoka amafuta aga zaabu.
And I answered again and said unto him, what are these two olive branches which through the golden pipes pour out the golden oil? Verse 14.
Nanziramu nayogera nti tomanya ago bwe gali nenjogera nti nedda mukama wange.
And he answered me and said, know you not what these are? And I said, no, my lord.
Olinyoro 14.
Verse 14.
Awo nayogera nti ago bebana ababiri abamafuta abayimira wali mukama wensi zonna.
Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Yes. They are called the two sons of the anointing, or the two olive trees, or the two lampstands. Fullness of Holy Spirit sits in them. In Revelation chapter 11, they are called the two lampstands, which show fullness of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Sure. Understanding has come well. I mean joining up scriptures. Revelation chapter 11 verse 3.
And
I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Praise Jesus much. When you connect Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10 up to 14, these two olive trees and the two lampstands, they are the two anointed ones known as the cherubims. And the two witnesses, these are not children of men, but power when it comes from there, anointing is set on the earth. Now those they call the two witnesses, they are the two cherubims, the sons of the anointing, who are known as the two lampstands. In them is power of the Holy Spirit and His fullness from above all the heavens. That is why you see
when
the King Solomon, when they told him to make cherubim, he made them from the olive trees, from the olive trees, that they be those olive right from old. According to 1 Kings chapter 6 23 to 25,
Basakabaka ekisoka esula ya mukaga n'olunyi lwa 2 mu 3.
First Kings chapter 6 verse 23.
Era awayimibwa okwogera n'akola abakerubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni. Buli kerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10.
And within the inner sanctuary he made two cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. Yes.
Akola abakerubi babiri.
He made two cherubims
ab'emiti emizeyituuni
of the olive wood. Have you understood well?
It is
if you connect well Zachariah chapter 4, verse 10 to 14. The sons of the anointing
are
known as the two olive trees or the two lampstands.
I've
seen Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. These ones
they
are the two cherubim. According to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse
23-25,
always are called the two olive trees. They are the two lampstands. They are the two sons of the anointing. They are the two witnesses. That's where I got that anointing of the witnesses. Go to tell me, you Apostle Ronald Hope witness. Witness of the two anointed ones. We have great hope of salvation to save tens of thousands.
Amen.
And I wonder, humans who come out and they claim we are the two witnesses. What you speak, you don't understand it. Join there Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1, to enter verse
5.
You'll see those cherubims. But they are in heaven, the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. According to those prophet Moses saw, when he explained the Hebrews chapter 8 and the verse
5,
that is why copies of things in heaven. In Exodus 25, some of what he saw there are the cherubims. Now that anointing moves from there, get down on this earth, still in the colors of rainbow. To control all things. Usually see him when he's up there. The one going to activate in his fullness that he moves. Because we know him. That's why you see in the eras of the floods, the era of Prophet Noah, when God wanted the covenant to stop the floods, he said, powers of the Holy Spirit to spread.
Be
a sign, a token always. You know he had never spread in the Genesis.
They
don't know how he spread in the Genesis.
As
spreads in the powers of rainbow, Genesis 1 spread on the depths of the water. Not as him the Holy Spirit came. Not his powers. Secrets are there. Those have quickly passed through. For we see the summary. Details the teaching priests will be finishing them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He told Prophet Noah here. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12. Genesis chapter 9, start from verse 11. Genesis chapter 9, verse 11.
So ebidina omubiri byonna tebikyazikirizibwa nate omulundi gwakubiri n'amazzi agamataba. So tewakyabaawo mataba nate omulundi ogwokubiri okuzikiriza ensi.
And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by waters of a flood, Neither shall there any be a flood to destroy the earth. Verse 12.
Katuna nayo geranti, kanuke kabonero akenda gano, jenda gananze na mwe, na buli kitonde kiramu ekiri na mwe. Okutuusa emirembe ekitali gwawo.
And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature, and that is with you, for perpetual generations.
Olinyoro 13.
Verse 14.
Nteka musoke wange kuchire, era anabanga akabonero akendagano, jendaganye n'ensi.
I do set my bowl in the clouds, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. Yes.
Ajita rainbow.
He called it his rainbow.
The
reason springs from the third heaven, right from above the heavens. His spirit.
Someone
say, my rainbow, my spirit. But he put it there to stop hindering the floods. Who spread the depth of the waters when the earth was null and void? The Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and
2.
Even the earth was empty and void.
Spread
the depth of the waters. And the Spirit prepared everything. When you read in the Genesis, the issue why you put there the rainbow is here, this. Genesis chapter 9, verse 14.
Kalo luna tukanga, bwenale tange chile kunsi, musoke analabikanga uchire.
And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the clouds. Verse 15.
Nange najukira ngendagano yangi. Jendaganye nze namwe. Na buli kitonde kiramu. Ekirina omubiri kyonna. Namazzi. Tegafuke nga nate mataba. Okuzikiriza omubiri gwonna.
And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Verse 16.
Nemusoke anabanga kuchire, nange namutunuliranga, nchichukire endagano eteri diba, katonda jalaganye na ulichitonde echiramu echirina omubiri, chone echiri munsi.
And the bow shall be in the clouds, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So where you?
So that the Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Holy Spirit. And the six spirits which come from Him to make seven spirits. These six spirits, they are fullness.
It's
made up of six seraphims. They base above all the heavens. And the same powers in the third heaven. In the seven colors of rainbow.
Surround
the throne of God in the world.
After
it gets down to the second heaven, in the wheels of the four living creatures, after it goes in the sons of the anointing, the cherubims,
in
the first created heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And
after he moves out, right from the first created heaven, into the fourth created heaven, until it's appeared in this earth, in the seven colors of rainbow. Now they do not know what is that, but you have understood. And when they say, there is going to be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Him is one we are going to
have
in the September. Him. We know him well.
And
then he will spread on this earth.
As
spread the Genesis in the many waters.
It's
the mystery of the many waters. Meaning lands, nations and languages.
Amen.
If you know
those Of responsibilities of the teaching priests to reveal the full knowledge of God. It's the fullness of God, the presence of God. It is His glory, even the works of His hands,
in
all heavens and the earth which are, even the new heavens and the new earth.
Department ya mukaga,
the sixth department,
government ya katonda yo muguru
kusi. If God is heavenly governments on the earth,
nakuruencha,
the day of tomorrow,
kugena tandika department yo
musa. We start the seventh department.
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 Yaba malaika abatukufu.
The holy angels,
mukanisa ya katonda entukufu.
In the holy church of God.
Ebinya musanvu.
Seven groups.
Representing obakabona abayigiriza.
Represented by teaching priests.
Musanvu.
Seven.
Abaina makondera abili.
They have two trumpets.
Mukudumira double portion.
Commanding the double portion.
Yo moyo mutukufu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Tambula ne ba malaika.
Which moves with the angels.
Okama akumpere omukisa.
May God bless you.
Nchango yangu wako.
Tomorrow as you come early.
Shobola okumanya ebiringa
ebyo. That you can know things like those.
Atebe tunatumaliriza.
And after we finish.
Tuabene department yo munana.
We see the eighth department.
Okama akumpere omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Amen.